Praise God. If you have your Bible today and you will turn with us to Acts chapter number 9. Acts chapter number 9. Very familiar passage. And the Bible says, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered and said, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples, which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on the name of, on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him, but their laying away that was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down by the wall in a basket. I want to preach today, if God will be my help for a little while, on holding the ropes. Holding the ropes. Now we preached last Sunday, I believe it's Sunday morning on holding a line. And the line that we need to take and the stand that we need to take. But if we look today on the thought of holding the ropes, and we see this man Saul, and we see the saving grace of God that's poured out upon him as he's going about the country and he's doing things. And I want to say this day, Saul thought he was doing right. He had a zeal to do what he was doing, and he was putting forth every bit of the effort that he had in doing what he thought's right. You say, what's wrong with the world we live in today? They've got the same kind of zeal, and they're going about doing what they think is right. But you know why they think that? It's because they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. But praise God, I'm glad we can come alongside them. We can hold the rope, praise God, and minister to them and show them that there's a way, praise God, that seems right. Praise God, in this world, but there's a way that is right in the eyes of a holy God. Amen. Praise God, it makes all the difference. And praise the Lord, it helps us us, to be a light in the darkness, that they might see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory, that they might have hope in this world in which we live. What's wrong with the world today is they're trying to find peace and joy and hope outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll not find it. Listen, young people, just love the Lord, serve the Lord, seek the Lord, trust the Lord, have faith in the Lord. You're going to need Him in the days ahead. We all need Him, praise God, and let's just put our faith and trust in Him and go on for His glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. So we see Saul, and we see Saul get saved. Amen. It's a turning point in church history when Saul gets saved. You realize that? Amen. The whole thing flipped over when Saul got saved. There was a great persecution of church that was happening. Matter of fact, there wasn't very many Christians left in Jerusalem. They'd been dispersed. They'd been driven out. In order to save themselves alive, probably God, they had to leave that place. And Paul goes to the chief priest, and he gets a letter from chief priest. He said, hey, give me a letter where I can go to Damascus. It's not legal for me to do now, but if you'll give me a letter, I'll go to Damascus. And if I find anybody in this way, what's the way? It's the way of Jesus Christ. If it's our mention in the Lord Jesus Christ, if our lifting up the name of Jesus. He said, I'll get them, I'll bind them up, and I'll bring them back here, and we'll persecute them. We'll get them to recant their belief in Christ, and if they don't, we'll kill them. Amen? That's where he was at. And he was with the letters in his hand and a company of men. He heads for Damascus. But we see history change here. Praise God. Because God Almighty comes down upon him. That's what's going to take to see a God in our country again in America. We're going to have to see God Almighty coming down on our people, praise God. Amen. We got to quit believing in a time of easy believism. It's okay to live and do what we want to, praise God, just so we know Jesus. I want to say, praise God, if you know Jesus and the free pardon of sin, He'll change the way you live. He'll change the way you walk. He'll change the way you talk, praise God. He'll change the way you act and react. You'll be a different person in Jesus Christ your Lord. You'll show your children a different way. Praise God, you'll show them a different path. Amen. Things will be different at your house, at my house, at the church house, at the White House. Everything will change, praise God, when we put Jesus back in the midst. Amen. We've left God out. Paul had a zeal. He had a desire, but he had left the Lord out. Amen. He had done missed it, but the Lord comes to him. Ain't it amazing how the Lord has a way of driving you to your knees? Amen. Great light shined upon him, drove him to his knees. Amen. I think what God... Hey, I'm going to say this. There were some things that got his attention. Amen. There were some folks, praise God, come alongside him, praise God, and made a difference in his life. Paul goes to tell the story to King Agrippa, and you know that story. King comes down, Paul's there locked up at Caesarea by the sea. Agrippa comes down, he said, hey, listen, I'll hear what he's got to say. Paul gets up there and he begins to give his testimony. Amen. I thank God for a testimony. Say the fella get saved yesterday, praise God. And I thought, I said, praise God, I'm going to tell you, you got a testimony of where you at, what you did, praise God. That's your testimony. Amen. Anybody ask you if you've been saved, say, praise God, yes. Amen. I'm glad. Hey, I like people that just say, praise God, I'm saved and I know it. Hey, it bothers me people say, I hope so. Amen. Praise God, I got a hope that I know so. Amen. Praise God. I know Jesus saved me by His marvelous grace. Put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God, it's there. But Paul comes in. There was something that influenced him. As Paul begins to tell the story to King Agrippa. Amen. He tells him over there in chapter 22 of the book of Acts. He lays it out. He's beginning to tell him. He says in verse 19, he says, I said, Lord, they know that I am prisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death and kept the raiment of them that slew him. Amen. He said, listen, I was there when they stoned old Stephen to death, and I seen him as they was stoning him, and I seen that young fella go to his knees as those rocks was pelting him. Praise God, as they was literally rocking Stephen to sleep. I was there consenting to that ordeal, holding the coats of them that threw those rocks, and I saw Stephen fall to his knees as those rocks was pelting him, and I saw him looking up into heaven, and he was talking to somebody, and sent chills through my soul. I couldn't get over that. It was something about that man Stephen. I saw something happening in him as he looked up to heaven. Praise God. And he said, lay not this charge on them. How could somebody be that compassionate on somebody that was stoning them to death? Amen. I want to say there was something, praise God, that got a hold of Saul's heart. When he thought about that man Stephen, the first martyr in the Lord Jesus Christ, as they was stoning him out of this world. Thing I like about that story, Brother Bill, the Bible said that Jesus stood up, amen, as Stephen was being stoned to receive him, praise God. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Something got a hold of old Saul on the road to Damascus, praise God, as God Almighty began to deal with his heart. I don't may think maybe this is the first time. I believe he got to hear the Word of God as the Word of God was ministered. The things that Jesus had said, praise God, about the people, the ones that was present, that was presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ, even over in Matthew, praise God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 43, it says this, he said, Jesus is speaking, and he says, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. Now, I believe old Paul may have heard this, old Saul, and he said, hey, listen, I guess I'm an enemy. I guess they call me the enemy. I guess I'm number one enemy. I guess I'm that's hated and despised with all that a man could despise in his heart. But Jesus goes on, don't stop there. He said, I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them, praise God, which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. And I can see in my mind's eye, I praise God, Brother Bill, them folks that's persecuted over there in Jerusalem, as Paul's persecuting them, as he's binding them up and carrying them off. They're saying to him, Saul, I'm praying for you. Son, I'd like to see you saved. You need to recant. You need to deny this Jesus altogether. He said, no, I'm going to lift you up to Jesus. I'm going to pray to you. I'm going to ask Jesus to come in your heart and save you by his marvelous grace. So I love you, son. Can you imagine how that eat at his heart, how it eat at his soul? Praise God. As they begin to tell him, even as he was persecuted and ridiculed and putting them down, praise God, binding them up, taking their families, amen. Praise God. They said, Saul, we're praying for you. Amen. Praise God. Can you imagine? Somebody that would treat you as bad as Saul did these people. And as he's binding them up and carrying them off, to know what? Know what kind of persecution it'd be. Praise God. They say, Saul, we're praying for you, son. Said, no, we're not going to recant. We're not going to deny Jesus. But we love you, son. We're praying for you. Praying to God Almighty. I believe they didn't quit. Maybe they took them over there and they locked them up in the jailhouse. Amen. They said, we'll leave you in here a while. And, amen. On food and water, on bread and water, stale bread and hot water for a little while. I pray God, see if you don't change your mind. And I believe he went by there maybe a time or two. I can see in my mind's eye. And then he hears them old saints of God in there praying and agonizing with God. He said, let's see if they're going to beg God to get them out of this. And he's listening in the door and he hears them say, oh Lord, please touch Saul's heart. Please touch that old feller. God, he's lost and he's undone. God, he's so deceived. Oh, I pray, God, you'd get a hold of his heart. I pray that you'd move upon him. I'll tell you what we need, youngins, today. We need to touch a God and move upon our people, and move upon our children and our youngins to move in my heart and yours and draw us back to God. I believe as they begin to pray and beg and agonize God, with God, in Jesus' name, oh, Saul be saved. Oh, I tore him up. I believe he went home with him. I believe his conviction began to set in his heart. Amen. Praise God. I believe things begin to move. That day that sun shined on him, praise God, brighter than it ever shone. And brighter. Hey, it's a light that was brighter than the sun at high noon. Praise God, it was just shining on him. Blinded him, drove him to his knees. A voice said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? Amen. He said, who art thou, Lord? The Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Said, I'm him, praise God, the one you're persecuting, the one you're putting down, the one you're denying and rejecting. He said, it's me that's speaking to you. Amen. Can you imagine? Them old fellas sitting there said they heard a voice and seen nobody. They said, man, folks, Saul done lost. He done lost his mind. His son's done made him mad. I tell you what made him mad, praise God. It was the Holy Ghost of God stirring in the depths of his soul, praise God. I believe it was somebody holding a rope. Amen. For old Saul, praise God, that he might climb up a little higher. He might come out of the pit. That the despair, praise God, would be gone. Amen. Let me tell you something today. You can live in sin. And he said there's joy in sin for a season. But praise God, that season runs out pretty quick. Amen. And then you get left off, you get left behind, praise God, and there's no joy no more. There's no peace, there's no happiness. So Saul comes out of there, praise God, he's blind and said they take him by hand and they lead him. They lead him up the straight street. I tell you what, that's the best place in the world for God to get you straightened out. Amen. I don't know about you, I've been to straight street. Amen. Hey, it's an enduring street. I said, say this, praise God, it'll endure longer than we can. And so he led old Saul up the straight street for 3 days and three nights. He didn't eat or drink. He was up there and the Lord comes to Ananias. Now, the Bible don't say much about Ananias, but praise God, he was one of those that was he was one of the people that was at Damascus. Now, according to the way this reads, he wasn't a transplant. He wasn't of the dispersa. Amen. And Ananias was apparently a person, a man that was saved that lived in Damascus, or he lived in a Gentile place. Amen. And the Lord speaks to Ananias and he says, hey, listen, I need you to go up to Straight Street. He said, I got a fellow up there on Straight Street. He's recent up there. And said, he's been up there for 3 days. Amen. And three nights. And the Bible said, and he tells Ananias and said, he said, he's praying. Amen. Said he's been doing some communicating with the Father. He's been praying. He's been seeking God. I tell you what, when you get blind in this old world, praise God, and you start trying to find the right way, praise God, I'm glad that you can get away, praise, and get with the Father. Amen. Amen. But he tells old Ananias this. He said, go up there and put your hands on him that he might receive his sight. Now, he wasn't talking about Saul just seeing again. He was talking about he would see things in the right perspective. Amen. There's a whole lot of this world. I tell you what, as I visit around, there's a whole lot of people that see, but they don't have the right perspective. Everywhere you go, people say, well, I know who Jesus is, but praise God, that don't make you saved. Hey, you're saved when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, that free pardon of sin. When we come to ourselves and realize, praise God, I'm just no sinner deserving of hell. But Jesus came to save me by His marvelous grace. So He comes to Ananias, praise God, and to Ananias says, Lord, see, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And said, here he hath authority. In other words, he's got the bills of the papers in his hand from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way. The Lord says, Ananias, just do what I tell you to do. Amen. Praise God. Because see, Ananias was a follower of Christ. Amen. When he told him to go thy way, he wasn't telling Ananias to go his way. He said, you just go the way I show you to go. He said, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now, Paul already, now you can see him sitting up there on Straight Street. Amen. He's blind. He can't see. He ain't eat anything in 3 days or three nights. Amen. Sitting up there in strength. And Ananias goes, he says, okay, Lord, so I'll go up there to him. So Ananias, praise God, a servant of the Most High God. Hey, he listened to the Lord. You know what we need to do today, young? We better listen to the Lord. Amen. You better listen, Lord. Amen. If he compels you to go see somebody, praise God, and take them to gospel or whatever, you better go do it. It may be the only chance you have. I went Friday before last visit, and the Lord put him on my heart, praise him. This past Wednesday, he was gone. Amen. I could have put it off to this Friday. It had been too late. We better listen to the Lord. Ananias listened to the Lord. He went up there and Saul was up on Straight Street, and he's praying. He said, oh God, what would you have me to do? And old Ananias goes into him. Amen. He entered into the house and put his hands on him. He said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeareth to thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight. Amen. And be filled with the Holy Ghost. Boy, what news he was telling him. I bet Saul didn't even know there was such thing as a Holy Ghost. Amen. But praise God, and now Ananias goes up there and he begins to lay his hands on old Saul. Praise God. He says, Brother Saul, amen, praise God, saved by God's amazing grace, trusting in the Lord. He said, hey, man, it's time. I want to just tell you, God wants to open your eyes. He wants to give you another direction. Praise God, what a surprise he's got for you, what he's going to do for you, the way he's going to use you, praise God, for his glory. Amen. You imagine. Praise the Lord. He said, and immediately those scales fell from his eyes. And old Paul could see. But when he got to where he could see, praise God, he was seeing things clearer than he ever had before. Now, Paul, if you study Paul, he had a issue with his eyes. He had a sickness in his eyes. Apparently, Paul didn't see well. Because he says, in one place he says, hey, he said, see how large a letter I wrote in my own hand. Because Paul used Emmaus as somebody to write for him. He would dictate it and they would write it. Most of the time it was a Dr. Luke. Amen. But apparently nobody was there and Paul felt the need to write a letter, so he wrote it in big old block letters that he could see. Amen. So here a man is nearly blind, can't see, can't get around good, had to have somebody basically kind of lead him by the hand. But praise God, he stepped out on faith. Praise God, and the folks at Damascus, they began to tell him. Said Paul, he said, "Let me give you, let us expound the word of God to you just a little more clearly. Let us just explain to you." So they take him under their wing. Praise God, these folks at Damascus, and they begin to inform the Lord, Saul of Tarsus, of the Lord Jesus Christ, and expand him more perfectly. Amen. So God uses them. Praise God, kind of the holding the rope. Amen. And then the Bible teaches us of old Barnabas. Barnabas is one that was holding the rope. Amen. The church of Jerusalem, praise God, they feared Paul. They was afraid of Paul. They were scared to death of him. They said, well, he's just acting like a Christian. You know what? The world thinks that about a whole lot of us. Amen. They're watching our life day by day to see how long it's going to take us to mess up. It's amazing that they'll never notice the good things you do and the straight way you live till you mess up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They'll notice when you mess up, and that'll stay in their memory. Now, they're hoping in their hope of hopes that you'll do okay because they hope what you got's real, praise God, so maybe they might get some of it one day. Amen. So they was hoping. But the old Saul goes up there, praise God, and when he comes to Jerusalem, they're scared of him. He said in verse 36, he essayed to join himself to his disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. Amen? They didn't believe it. They said, well, he's just putting on. Praise God. Hey, I won't say, praise God, if you're the real thing, they can tell. But if you're not the real thing, they can tell also. Amen? They don't believe it. So we have Barnabas comes on the scene. Now Barnabas didn't know Saul, but said he took him and he brought him to the apostles and declared unto them had seen the Lord in the way. Amen. What Paul had a testimony and Barnabas believed it. He felt it. I want to say something about Barnabas, praise God. He had good Holy Ghost discernment. Amen. What we need today in the era we live, praise God's good Holy Ghost discernment. And that way when our people tell us, well, I think I'm okay, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God will speak to our heart and say, no, you need to pray with them because they're not okay. Amen. We can't just let it go. Holy Ghost discernment, praise God, to tell us whether they're right or not. But Barnabas takes them up there, declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Amen. Barnabas said, hey, listen, fellas, I've heard him preach. Amen. Praise God. He's preaching at Damascus. He's preaching Lord Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, praise God. Sitting at the right hand of the Father in the throne of grace. Amen. Barnabas, that one God used. The folks in Jerusalem was fear of Paul. They was afraid of him. But Barnabas, it literally means the son of encouragement, praise God. He built a bridge, praise God, from Damascus to Jerusalem so that Paul could come in with the word of God and the power of God to minister to the people and for the people of God. Amen, praise God. And said he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spake boldly the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians. They went away. They went about to slay him. Amen. So we see Barnabas, praise God, he's with Paul. It ain't the first time, but he had enlisted Paul, praise God, to go with him to preach to the Christians at Antioch. Amen. The Bible says that he shook him out. Praise God that he'd find him and he took him to Antioch. And the Bible teaches that he got there at Antioch. And for one solid year, praise God, Saul of Tarsus, Paul, praise God, he preached there at Antioch. He preached the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and his resurrection. Praise God, I believe old Barnabas is there just to agate him on. He said, preach, brother, preach. Amen. I believe they took turns just lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God, to the folks at Antioch, to the point it made such a change in the Antioch that the Bible said that the church folk, praise God, the disciples was first called Christians at Antioch. Amen, praise God. It made a difference because Barnabas come alongside him. He hold the rope, praise God, to help old Saul of Tarsus to preach the gospel. Amen. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 13. Paul and Barnabas is there and they're worshiping God. They're paying, and the Holy Ghost of God moves upon them. And it said they laid hands on Barnabas and Saul and they sent them out to preach the gospel to the Gentile nation. Amen. They used Paul. They sent them out. Praise God. That's what we do, church. We send out missionaries. We send out people to preach the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To a lost and a dying world. Praise your holy name. Holding the ropes, praise God. Helping them, praise God. Helping them to get the ministry out. Amen. But a lot of folks didn't like old Saul of Tarsus. A lot of folks didn't like him because he was preaching Jesus. And a lot of these Jews, a lot of these, the chief priests and all of them come together to kill him. They said, we'll just take him out. We'll get rid of him. I tell you, the old devil would like to kill us all that's lifting up the name Jesus. Amen. Don't you ever think that the devil's going to like you for preaching the gospel, for telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ, for having a testimony. The devil won't like it, praise God, but we ought to just do it. It don't bother me that it makes the devil mad. Amen. Praise God. That's all right. Praise God. Hey, I ain't here to please the devil anyway. I'm here to please the Lord Jesus Christ that lives in my heart. I'm here to praise the Lord Jesus Christ who died for my sins. I'm here to praise the Lord Jesus Christ who rose, praise God, victorious over death. So I don't have to die and live in death no more. I can live in victory, praise God, like we singing a while ago. Victory, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ I have because He got up on that third morning, praise the Lord, victorious over the grave. But they decided they was going to kill Him. Amen. They took counsel together. They conspired to kill old Saul. But the Bible says in verse 25 that but they laying away was known unto Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. But I want you to notice something. He said, then the disciples took him by night, and they led him down by the wall in a basket. Amen. Now I want you to notice something about this, and I'm done. These disciples, it don't say who they were. It don't call them by name. It don't give them any kind of recognition. But he said they some people that love God. They were some people that loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And they heard about the man of God and the persecution of God and the persecution of the church. And they got the man of God. He says, come here. Hey, they was one of them people at Damascus that lived on the next to the wall, lived on the wall. And they said, praise God, listen. I said, I've got a great big old basket. I believe some of them other disciples said, praise God, I got a piece of rope. I believe there's another. And so, praise God, I got one too. Somebody else said, well, I've got one. He said, well, you can't do it. He said, hey, listen, I've got one too. He said, we got four pieces of rope and we got a basket. If the devil wants to kill this, and praise God, he'll have to do it over our dead body. We've got a rope, praise God, and we'll hold on to it. He said, Paul, you just get in the basket. You get in that basket and we'll let you down that we can save you alive. Son, we can't. We got to have you. Praise God, they love the man of God. He said, we got to have you preaching Jesus. We got to have you telling it straight. His whole world, praise God, needs to hear what you've got to say. He said, son, we've got you back. We'll take a rope. We'll hold a rope. We'll get you down safe. Praise be to God. And they loaded old Saul in that basket. He climbed in, believing, praise God, and them old boys. Praise God, it was on top. Had done got him a rope. Had done attached it to the basket. And praise God said, hey, listen, son, we love you. And we want to hear the gospel. And we'll get a hold of rope. And praise God, we'll hold on tight. Amen. He said, don't worry, son. He said, we won't spill you out. Amen. He said, we'll get you down safe. I can see them old boys, Brother Bill, as they begin to work together to let him down. Now, I got to thinking about that yesterday, Brother Jeff, over in the study. Now, those ones that was closest to the wall wouldn't be too bad. Amen. Because you could just kind of let that basket just slip down that wall as you eased her out. But now those that was on the outside of the basket, that hold those outward ropes, they had to be a little more precise in their hold. Amen. They had to hold that thing, stand on that wall. Praise God, take a firm stand. Couldn't be willing to give an inch. Because if they did, they might have went right off the wall with Paul. They might have all been killed. But praise God, they had to hold that robe and said, hey, listen, we're going to judge this thing. We're going to look at it the best we can with the help of the Lord. We can't do this by ourselves. But God Almighty's going to help us all. And we're going to get you down safe. Amen. So as them old boys right next to the wall began to ease her down. Amen. Them old fellas that had a hold of the outside edge of that basket, they began to let her down too. Amen. Anticipating how much more they need to go out. Amen. Praise God. Listen, the rope had to be a little bit longer. I want to say, hey, in our ministry, David, some of us have to hold on just a little further, have to reach out just a little further than others. Amen. But we got to be willing to do it, praise God. Amen. We can't be confined by a tight rope. Amen. Sometimes we got to be able to let that rope out a little further, praise God. Amen. You go to lasso an old calf, praise God, you get that thing whirling around your head. You've got to judge that distance so that you can drop that thing over its horns, over its head, praise God, and bring her to a halt. And I'll tell you, sometimes we got to judge some distance. We got to get that rope out there. We got to get the rope of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost around them. Praise God, so we can hold them, so we can stop them. So Paul begins to ease them down there, praise God. I'm talking about holding the rope. And they begin to ease him down. They begin to judge the distance. They begin to ease him down that wall. And old Paul's there, boy, I believe he's just a praising God. He's thinking about, hey, listen, said him, the old devil would like to stop me. The old devil would like to kill me. The old devil would like to shut me up. I'll just be honest with you. Every now and then, I told my wife here a while back, I said, I just think I'll just quit. I did. You ever get discouraged? I started home a while back, and I said, I think I'll just quit. You know what she told me? I thought she'd say, no, honey, you know you can't. She said, okay. I said, what? She said, okay. I said, go ahead. Hey, man, she knew. She knew there was something down in my bones, praise God. And I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and He wouldn't let me quit. I mean, praise God, there's nowhere to quit. I believe old Paul was in there, and he was in that basket, and them ropes were secure, them ropes was tied, they were in the disciples' hands. I believe Paul was looking back up that wall, and he saw them old boys up there, and they was holding on for dear life, and he was just praising God. He said, "Thank you, Lord." He said, "This is God. This is the Lord, love of God that's touched these boys' heart. That's going to save me alive for your glory." Amen. Praise His holy name. God's still working. God's still in the business. God's still using His people. Praise God for His glory. Amen. He's old Paul down there. I can just see him as that basket hits the ground. And boy, I believe they held it till he climbed out safely. Amen. They say, "Boys, don't let go yet. Wait till he gets out. He's got to climb over that edge. Hold on. So that basket don't turn over." Amen. I believe old Paul got out. You say, "Preacher, you got a very vivid imagination." Pray, "God, it's all right. Just leave me alone." Amen. Praise God. I see him. He gets out of that basket. Praise God. And he's just praising God. He's a thanking. He says, "Boys, I love you. I love you." And they said, "Paul, we love you too. Paul, we're praying for you, son. Preach the word. Preach the word. Don't compromise. We love you." Boy, I tell you what, old Paul goes down the road, amen, with a new zip in his step. Amen. He's been converted, praise God. He's had people with him. He's had people to encourage him. He said, "Preacher, what do you have?" He had people that was willing to hold a rope. Amen. You know what we got to do, church? We got to be willing to just hold a rope. To help each other, praise God, to hold a rope. To let each other, praise God, to keep that rope taut, praise God. Keep that rope, praise God, so that we can encourage people and help people. Amen. So they get in a bind, praise God, we can pull them up out of the bind. Pull them up out of that place of depression, that place of discouragement. Amen. Praise God. You say, "Well, preacher, we're not Sauls." Amen. Hey, we may not be Sauls, but I want to say, praise God, we're called to hold a rope. Just hold a rope. God don't call every one of us to be a Saul. But praise God, He said we can just be rope holders. Amen. Just easing along, praise God. Hold the rope. Amen. That was an important task, to hold the rope. Amen. To let them down, praise God. You say, "Preacher, why was so important about that?" Let me tell you what was important about that. You say, "Well, preacher, they didn't even mention their name, Brother Jeff. They didn't even tell who them old boys was. That's all they did. You'd think the Holy Ghost would have given them some credit." They didn't need no credit. They didn't do it for them. They done it for the glory of God. So the Word of God could go out. You said, what difference did it make? They let old Paul down by them ropes. They were holding those ropes. And Brother Bill, that dear brother went on to write 13 books of the New Testament. Amen. 13 books of the New Testament Paul wrote them. He pinned them down. Praise God for God's glory. What did it make? It made a difference. They held a rope. It made a difference that these people all come alongside of this one man. And praise God, and that one man, the Bible said, they literally said that they're turning the world upside down. Amen. Listen, hey, it don't take but one person on fire for God with a whole lot of folks holding a rope to make a difference. Amen. Praise God. We ought to pray today, say, "Lord, I may not be a Paul, a Saul, but praise God, Lord, help me be a rope holder. Amen. So I can be an encouragement to others along the way." Amen. We can't do it. Hey, listen, nobody can do it by themselves. But all of us together, praise God, we can make it happen for God's glory. If we're just willing to hold a rope.